I think it brings a lot of good humor that we need to a small town.
We're gonna go tip them when we leave. We know what it's like to work for tips.
I know.
Maybe a little risque for some people, but all in the name of fun. The kids understand what that is. Maybe the problem's not the skeleton dancing on the pole. Maybe it's something else.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Maybe it's not the skeleton dancing on the pole that's the problem. If your kids, you can't tell your kids, or you just can't avoid telling your kids, you know, that would be a depiction of a stripper on a pole earning money by showing off her naked body. And you get, I mean, have you seen this picture yet? This is the controversy going on in Utah, because you know, Utah.
I have seen it, and of all places to see a skeleton dancing on a pole, Utah seems like a strange place to have it.
Not everybody in Utah is a Mormon. Just
I
understand
know,
that.
You think of that as being,
Because Jell-O is the number one, well, that's the number one state for Jell-O, and of course that has to do with saving years and years of groceries and comestibles, I think is what they call it, in their basement just in case the apocalypse is upon us. Doesn't mean that everybody in Utah, obviously, if they're putting up a stripper pole with skeletons not only on the pole, but sitting around the pole in chairs with dollar bills being held out by the skeleton. Skeletons are all the rage right now. My daughter's neighborhood has, I guess, those mini skeletons, they're like the 12-inch ones. They're all affixed to their mailboxes throughout the neighborhood, all doing different things. My daughter's skeleton is doing a handstand on the mailbox. Others are swinging freely from the bottom of it. It's just a fun thing to do. So skeletons are the thing this year. You just can't say that that's people watching a fireman come down the pole.
Exactly.
Or you can just say, oh, I don't know what that is. It's just a bunch of skeletons watching a gymnastics routine. How about that?
That's right. Right? Bringing it on yourself. Like you with the Domino's commercial years ago. Wasn't it Domino's commercial?
The Domino's commercial.
The 30 minutes or less, you know.
Right. When the husband winks at the wife, you know, it's 30 minutes till the delivery gets here. And he makes like a sexual gesture, as in, let's go do something. And then she says, well, what are we going to do with the other 28 minutes? Mm-hmm. What does that mean, Daddy? If they want to get jiggy with it, what does that mean? 28 minutes left. I was like, ask your mom. She'd probably tell you a lot about that. Yeah. Good morning. Welcome. Hi, Starwater 2.1. Yeah, people just can't seem to stay out of other people's business. And I guess, well, if it's on the lawn of this guy's house, then it's necessarily not, it is our business because we, quote, have to see it. Well, if you know it's there, maybe you can take another route. Or just
kind of giggle and say, you know.
Oh, it's just a bunch of skeletons.
They're just having fun.
That's right.
You know, throwing, just let it go.
They're throwing dollar bills at a really skinny stripper. What's a stripper, Daddy? Ask your mom. 5:58, good morning, welcome. It's National Crocs Day.
Crocs has its own day now. Mm-hmm.
And it's national, if you remember, it was on this date 2-3 years ago. I told you on National Slapping Annoying Coworker Day, it took every bit of gumption she had. She didn't want to slap
me. Believe it or not.
I said, come get it. Come get it. I gave up the cheek. And she gave a tepid slap. Tepid
at
best.
No, I slapped you.
Lukewarm.
Not as hard as I could, but I did slap.
And I told you, go at it. Have at it.
I just couldn't do it.
So, well, I'm offering it up again.
No, I don't want to do that.
I'm sorry? I'm offering it again. I don't know. 2 years later, maybe you're more frustrated. Maybe you're more annoyed with your most annoying coworker. Or maybe seeing that Yes Man noticed how late you were being this morning and felt that it was necessary to stand in the parking lot and videotape your entrance as you came flying into the parking lot. And you gave him the stank eye, the stanky eye.
When I was here for the show.
You know, well, that's fine. Nobody tells you what to do. We've learned that. But he was standing out there videotaping you, and that wasn't at my behest. I did not say that. Not at all.
I thought it would be more dramatic. He's been out there a few mornings.
Huh. Well, you know, he does.
He thinks I don't notice things.
Yeah, but now you gave him the stank eye. So if you'd like to slap him today, maybe he's the most annoying coworker today. But it is National Slap an Annoying Coworker Day. Can we slap an annoying weatherman? Because here we are in fall, and we'll be back up into 80 degrees by early next week. And the temperatures, I mean, this is comfortable.
Where's Mother Nature, that bitch?
Oh.
Can I say that?
For the woman who won't say ass on the radio, you're
well,
dropping
that. I've said that to her.
You're dropping
it only on the podcast. I get confused now. Which one we're doing.
Sunny, dry, and warmer than normal this week. It won't feel quite autumnal. More like spring, early spring. 73 today, again tomorrow, 74 on Wednesday.
Look towards the end of the week. It's not spring-like.
I had already said it'll be into 80 by next week.
Yeah.
You're already thinking about saying the word bitch on the radio. She wouldn't listen to anything else. Well, I'm going to work the word bitch in here.
No, that's not what I was thinking. I was just like,
A little chillier this morning, about 45 as we start the day, but the overnight lows will be into the 60s by next week, and only a slight chance of rain Friday and Saturday. On this Mark and Kim show, and it's also national, let's replace Joe Milton week. Let's do that as well. Time to say goodbye to the quarterback that wasn't. But it's 6 o'clock on the dot. Here on this Mark and Kim show, a lot to do today and a whole lot to talk about. Would love to hear from you at 865-656-7827. That's Olivia Rodrigo on Star 102.1. You got the Mark and Kim show. Got some morning digi-sees coming up here in just a second. More Mark and Kim show, of course, powered by the Uten Law Firm. Some digi-sees. Yes, man, being yes, man, with no clue that he's being yes, man. All things yes, man.
What's he done now?
Oh, we also got a Facebook post up. I'll have to tell you about it. We have a Facebook post up. When were you, that one time when your parents were cool and they snatched you out of school for something fun? All right? That one time. My father's in town. And
yeah.
So we were just chatting about a lot of things, and it just jogged up a lot of memories. And I can remember a couple of times, one time specifically, that he... got me out of school for something. And I was like, oh my God, well, you know, that's pretty cool. So yeah, so if that's something that applies to you, please jump on our Facebook page and fill out a comment for that. We'll share that with you later this morning on a dry and warm day, 73 on the Mark and Kim Show with NSYNC on Star 102.1. 612 on Star 102.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. Let me ask Yes Man a question here real quick. It's not about you, by the way.
He'll say yes.
Yeah, well, that's the question. Well, actually, it's not a yes or no question, so won't just answer yes because I'm the first to ask him of something. Now, if I need to be the first to get the yes, I'll ask him first. You haven't learned that yet. But if you
No, I've learned that. You just always ask the question first, that's okay with
Beat
me.
Beat you to it, baby.
I'm fine with that. I don't need a yes all the time. No, I don't need it.
Oh my God,
need it.
So wrong. If anybody needs it, it's you.
No.
Secondarily, if you were to travel out west and you were to come across the town in Montana, and I'll spell it for you.
Okay.
All right, you might want to write this down. It's only six letters or so. Five letters. Butte. How would you pronounce that name as you were driving into Montana?
But.
You'd say but. But Montana.
But Montana.
Well, it's actually Butte. But,
okay.
but for the sake of this, did you see? If you don't mind, we'll just go ahead and we'll just call it butt. How funny. The second part of this, did you see, is exactly what Kim is doing right now. So stand by. Keep your hands in the air just like you don't care, please.
I love this song.
Well, I wonder why.
Hey.
Okay, man arrested in Butt, Montana.
For doing the butt?
No.
Oh.
Just going to make up a story as we go along here or what?
I don't know. It just sounded like a thing to do.
Man in Butt, Montana, for the sake of the story known as Butt, had a bag of pills hidden in his rectum. Thank you.
Oh. That's a way to ruin a good song.
And then throw your hands in the air. Like you just don't care. And the way you did it, and the media scene in which you did it, means you're old.
Oh.
I love that you show your ass on many occasions here. I don't mean but. Gen Z.
Well, when it says throw your hands in the air, you know.
Well, no, hold on. When doing da butt,
yeah.
Nobody told you to put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
No, no, but you
no,
got to.
No, but you did.
Yeah, I did.
And according to Gen Z, because you know.
Gen Z.
Oh, okay. She's stealing my lines this morning.
I'm sorry.
Gen Z says, oh, you put your hands in the air. It's bad.
No.
If you raise the roof, it's really bad. Which is worse? You're a DJ. You're a mobile DJ. You're out there seeing the crowds. I would imagine you DJ school dances. You DJ weddings.
Yeah.
Reunions.
Yeah, yeah.
When everything. You see your hands, the hands go in the air. Is there a certain subset of the generational population that does that? Is it the older people that put their hands in the air? And who's raising the roof?
Literally, this past Saturday, I was DJing a wedding, and young people and older people were both
hands
doing
that, in the air,
left to the right. Yes.
Wow. Oh well. Okay. Is that the same? Yeah. And by the way, the cruxed elbows there is the key to age. If you're putting your hands in the air above your head and your elbows are bent.
Yeah.
If you got your arms straight up, I don't know if that means something. That means you're raising the roof. So there you go. Thank you.
I thought raising the roof was
thank you for once again proving
this, which I don't do.
Well, you have to have flat hands, though.
Yeah.
You don't have flat hands. Flat hands raises the roof, yes.
Oh, well, I don't do that either.
Well, there you go.
But you I'm not as old as I could be.
But yeah, that's true. Good point. 6:32 on this Mark and Kim show on Starwater 2.1. I'm going to get through this DigiSea quickly. So in our next segment, we're going to spend a little bit more time homing in on Yes Man.
He's so excited.
Well, he should be. It's going to be his day in the barrel on something. World's first bungee jumper died.
First bungee jumper?
The world's first bungee jumper. Yes.
All right.
That means ever. Died peacefully in his bed at 78.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, yeah. Not that he died, but... Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they tied together some elastic ropes in the 1970s that they had gotten from aircraft carriers and jumped off a 250-foot bridge in England... on April Fool's Day, 1979, in the little thing they called the Dangerous Sports Club. He was supposed to jump with four other people. They backed out at the last second. He did it himself. They wanted to see if, in fact, the ropes would work for him.
Well, it's kind of amazing he didn't die doing that.
Yeah, he also was the inspiration. I don't know if you saw, it was a little stupid movie called Danny Deck Chair, a guy who attached helium balloons to his deck chair and then floated up in the sky. Oh. He did this first back in the 70s when he took helium balloons and held on to them and crossed the English Channel with just helium balloons.
And we've talked about him our whole careers.
We have mentioned him on, well, we've mentioned Danny Deckchair, not the guy who did the first bungee jump of all time. But he did. It's nice that he did die peacefully in his bed. But his friends, though, at his death, there they all gathered around him. They just rolled him right out of bed and flopped him on the floor. Just so good. It's the Mark and Kim show on Starwater 2.1, where Yes Man just thinks he's having a conversation, but he's dropping Yes Man nuggets on the Mark and Kim show, at least on Mark. And then Mark goes, what? You don't realize?
No, that was dropped on me, too.
No, I'm talking about the earlier thing, dear.
Oh.
We'll get to the other thing later, because he's just dropping hot Yes Man nuggets all over the place on Starwater 2.1. Starwater 2.1, Calm Down, Rima, Selena, her versus him, Mark versus Kim, coming up this morning, 7:20. Ooh, tickets to Dead Man's Farm, Haunted Attraction, and Corn Maze as we're in spooky season. It's also Yes Man season.
Yes. Mm.
Yes! If you ask it, he'll say yes. But he was just dropping hot nuggets on me this morning when he came in. He goes, did you know you got to pay for sauce now at McDonald's?
I'm like, dude,
I said, that's been a thing for a while. Now, how long ago was it? A few weeks back when we had to let him know what stealing was when he wanted to start squeezing out the hotel shampoo that's on the wall now into individual containers to take home with him.
Because it's different than when they were out on the counter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here, this is a gift for staying here. Take these shampoos, body washes, conditioners, toothpaste, the rest of it.
Yeah. Once they bolt it to the wall in a dispenser, that's stealing.
Right. And if you buy a bunch of little plastic bottles to then fill it up with, that's stealing.
And I'm still using it.
All right. Now listen to this. He goes, you know, you got to pay for sauce now at McDonald's. I'm like, yeah, that's been a thing for a while. If you get extra sauces.
They give you one or two.
They give you, like, yeah, you get a 20 piece, you get a 10 piece, you get maybe two sauces. If you get 20 piece, who knows? Who knows? Doesn't matter. So you'll tell him, because he didn't believe me when I told him, that when he pulled this little trick at the window, not when the cashier at the speaker is talking to him, at the window, he then cancels the orders for the sauces because he asked for extra sauce.
At the first window.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which means they had to re-ring his order and eliminate the extra sauces that he had ordered. Because I guess it was 25 cents per?
35.
35 cents per extra sauce. And you said, I ain't having it.
No.
What did he do when he got to the second window?
Could you give me some extra sauce?
Sure did.
Did they give it to you?
They did, yeah.
So what do you consider that?
I mean, it's sauce.
It's sauce. Do you think there's a cost to the sauce?
There didn't used to be.
I didn't ask you that.
I like the old way.
I asked you specifically.
I like the old way.
Are you running the McDonald's?
I'm not.
All right. When you own it, you can run it any way you like. But when you have... Now, you drove away, and you were loving the fact that you'd scanned the system.
Yeah. Of course.
You do realize that a product that has been produced... What was it? Was it something else last week, too? Was there something else we had to remind you? If it's been produced, it's... What did you take... Oh, somebody's going to have to remind me on the text. People are better at this than we are. There was something else. Or was it you?
He does so many things.
Or was it me? Something where we... Well, if there's a cost to something, then you take that... It costs it. Okay, I don't know. Somebody will have to remind us. Nonetheless, you were loving yourself. You thought, look at me.
Probably revved his engine a little extra, you know?
Well, he revs his engine, he's going to run into traffic. Okay. All right, like you, over a curb into traffic. You know that's stealing, right?
No.
You know that if you've asked them to not charge you for sauce,
yeah,
and then asked for sauce and they didn't charge you,
it's crazy,
and you knew they weren't going to charge you. You know that's stealing, right?
No, it's not.
It is.
They never used to charge, so
you're
no.
playing the system. They charge now, so it's stealing.
Hey, you got to get it one way or the other.
If in fact, let's say you find a little air in a bottle of something that's smaller now, the packaging is downsized, the net ounces is, but there's a little gap at the top. You open a second bottle at the store and pour it into the top of the bottle.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Why not? What's the difference?
Because there's cameras.
Oh. All right, listeners to the rescue as usual on the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Ooten Law Firm on Starwater 2.1. It was reminded to us that last week Tyler didn't think he was stealing when he was taking food out of the back door of the restaurant he worked at.
No. Even when he had the other chefs like cook a steak, he wasn't taking raw meat or anything. But he'd say, "Hey, why don't you cook one of those up for me?"
And then people also say that if they willingly handed you something through the drive-thru, extra sauces that you didn't pay for, if they handed it to you, it ain't stealing.
It's not.
It's scamming. It ain't stealing.
It's scamming because he asked for it. They rang it up. He had them take it off, and then he asked for it at the next window.
Scamming, maybe not stealing. Yeah. And then Kaylee had to remind me, you know, Mark, you are one that takes free drinks from restaurants. It's not free drinks because I paid for it. I buy a soda in Knoxville.
Yeah.
And I refill it in Roanoke and Washington, D.C. and Baltimore and Philadelphia and New York City.
State to state. From
the East. Starting at 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. Her versus him, Mark versus Kim. About 10 minutes from now, today, the game of the day will win you Dead Man's Farm Haunted Attraction and Corn Maze Digger. It's coming up with the list is the game of the day.
Everything old is new again, especially for this holiday season coming up.
Oh, you're already in the holiday season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Halloween, you know.
You do mean Christmas, though, I'm certain. We'll be back on Starwater 2.1. That's Dochi on Starwater 2.1. You got the Mark and Kim Show on a 73-degree day. So, nice, gorgeous day. We want it a little colder, I think. But we ain't getting it this week. Up to 77 by Saturday, 80 by Sunday, 80 again on Monday, and no rain chances. So, autumn is not necessarily here just yet.
Okay, so the Christmas catalog is back. Have you seen this?
There's many stores that have a Christmas catalog.
This is the Amazon holiday catalog.
Never heard of it.
Have you gotten this?
No, I
hadn't either. This is the first year I've seen it.
We don't need a catalog if we spend more on Amazon than could ever be in the catalog.
Exactly. So
they don't even need to send us the catalog.
Well, that's what I don't get. I mean, I order almost everything from Amazon, and we got this in the mail.
Or they realize they've got you, and that's just going to... They probably curated all the stuff you haven't bought. And they put, I'll bet you that is
that's why it's so thin.
I'm sure that is a personalized, true. That's a personalized catalog. I bet you there's not one damn thing in there that you have purchased previously.
Probably not.
I promise you, if they have the ability to track everything you're doing and note this and then advertise to you on this, that, the other, you think they're going to put together just a wide mass marketing catalog, or are they going to send you something specific? I bet you if I had one at home, which I may have, I don't know.
No, it says current resident, so it's not just me.
Quote, unquote. Does it have your address
on
it?
It does have my address
on
it.
Then it's not,
The neighbor got one, too.
That's a scam.
I checked, but the neighbor on either side of me have them, too.
You literally went and checked with the neighbor to make sure they got their game.
I texted them. I did.
Hold on.
No kidding.
Hold on. No, you make things up. So,
no, I didn't. I texted them.
You texted them to find out what?
If they got this
why?
Because one of them has younger kids, and the other one has a college student. And I was like, okay, or do they think we our neighborhood has kids because we have a large neighborhood and there's kids
this
in it?
This is what you text your neighbors about. Did you get the Amazon catalog?
Yes, because I wanted to know. Because remember how when we were younger, we could not wait for the Sears and JCPenney catalogs because, even you.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd get them and we'd circle things.
Yep.
And then our parents, you know, it's like, you know, because Santa, we wanted, you know, people to know, and then aunts and uncles and grandparents if they wanted to shop for us. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking at this, but it's not just toys and stuff. I mean, it's got stocking
stuffers.
Are you
really sitting here?
It's got toys.
Hold on. Are you sitting here amazed by a catalog?
I am, because we haven't seen them in years.
Excuse me, there's a certain four-year-old that I know, almost four, that is leafing through catalogs now.
Where does he get them?
They come in the mail. They're all over the place.
I have not gotten a catalog in years because everything is online.
Once again, you guys, you listeners will have to come to the rescue.
You're going to have to,
Target, Julie from Clinton. Target has one. That's the one my best friend is going through right now.
Well,
trust me, there's S-tons of catalogs. Still, we get half of our mail, our catalog, and they're no bigger than that, by the way. That's very thin.
This is very thin.
It's like a magazine almost.
That's the reason for a second you did give me pause when you said it's probably everything you've not ordered, and I thought that's probably why it is so thin.
Why would they send you stuff that you've already ordered as sophisticated as their tracking is?
That's true. But they wouldn't go to the cost, though, to just print the things that you don't order.
How hard would that be, though? I mean, it can't be that hard to generate a page of things that, okay, this family from this address, I'm not saying that this is what they've done, but it's not outside the realm of possibility that they could literally print a catalog like that has, they've bought everything in the last year. Here it is. Don't put that in the catalog. That's an easy print. So I would assume that they're all the same, yes. But I wouldn't put it past an Amazon or anyone else that sells a lot of bulk that would say, we can print out her own individual catalog, and then she can take it to her radio station and freak out about catalogs like she hadn't seen one in 35 years or something.
I really haven't. I mean, I don't see catalogs a lot at all.
But you don't get the women's clothing catalogs?
No.
You don't get any women's clothing catalogs? You don't get any women's clothing catalogs? I got a stack of them in the bathroom right now.
In the bathroom?
Well, yeah, you know. Mm. Yeah, I kind of have Playboys in the house. So I guess. Taylor versus Joseph coming up next on Her versus Him, Mark versus Kim. The list is the game of the day. Dead Man's Farm, Haunted Attraction, and Corn Maze. The prizes this week. Her versus Him, Mark versus Kim here on Star 102.1 as we welcome our two contestants, one named Taylor and what else matters? No. And one named, and one named Joseph. Today, Taylor and Joseph are playing the list for...
two tickets to Dead Man's Farm, Haunted Attraction in Corn Maze. This year, Dead Man's Farm has unveiled an immersive and captivating narrative about the Bludgeon family.
The Bludgeon family?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Tickets available at deadmansfarm.com.
A gentle caress from the Bludgeon family. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
Hello, Joseph.
Good morning.
So I'll have a list. I'm going to hand it to Kim. She's going to try to describe that list to you, Taylor, over 75 seconds. Unless, of course, we get handed the list first.
And that's what's going to happen this morning.
Fine. Then I'll be trying to describe this list to you, Joseph, over those 75 seconds. Taylor, pay attention. If we have to skip or run out of time at the end of the round, you have a chance to steal those points. Any questions from Taylor or Joseph about how the list is played?
No.
All right. Taylor, very soft-spoken.
Yeah, she's like, no.
No, I have no problems.
I got this.
All right.
All right, Joseph. On your mark, get set.
Oh, please stop it.
Go.
All right. This is blank 102.1. What radio station are you listening to right
Star.
Now? Yes. Blank bear lives north of the Arctic Circle. Blank bear.
Polar.
Yes. The sun, the word, very similar to the word you just used, refers to the sun, like a blank eclipse. Uh-oh. A blank eclipse.
Solar eclipse.
Just give me that first word.
Solar.
All right, a rolled tobacco product, very thick and brown, and you light it and you chop it off at the end. And
cigarette.
Cigar. Oh, my God. Blank Bluff Road, right through Knoxville. Blank Bluff.
Cedar.
Yes. This is what catches you when you go too fast on the highway. The cop is pointing his blank gun at you.
Radar.
Yes, a blank eclipse is the moon. What eclipse is that?
Lunar.
Yes, this is a granulated product that we stir into coffee or sweeten other
sugar.
The Academy Awards trophy is called the...
Oscar.
Yes. And blank your schedule. I've got no, I don't want to do anything else today. I'm going to blank my schedule.
Clear.
Very good.
You know, your girlfriend on the texting is going to have your ass over this.
I know it. She'll give me down the road.
That'd be a fat ass 10 out of 10. Taylor, anything you want to steal there? Oops. Never mind. Taylor, 10 out of 10 to tie it. Speed round if necessary. I've seen my list.
Don't make it easy.
I've seen my list. Oh, hold on. Don't make it easy. Oh, here, Kim, give me that list back.
I'm sure it's not.
All right, Taylor, on your mark. Get set. Go.
All right. If you're going around a curve and something gets in your way, like a squirrel runs across and you have to miss it. So what do you do? Yes. This is in the middle of the road to make you slow down and you go over it. Bloom. What is that?
Speed bump?
Yes. This is on the side of the road to keep you from going off a cliff. What is it? It's metal.
Guardrail?
Yes. This is a your car and it, your wheels go that. And it's, what is that called? You know, your wheels, your tires, you're doing this and you
wheel.
Yeah, but what are you doing it? It's the material on the tires.
Right.
Okay, we're going to skip. Oh. This is what you leave in your underwear if you don't wipe well. And
what?
It's also what the... Yes, but it's also what tires make on the road when you push your brake and the go pedal at the same time. You know, it's that same noise. Okay, we're going to go on. This is this is the two lines in the middle of the road, and they're not white, but they're it's two of them, so it's not single, but it's two of them. And
solid.
Okay, there's two. There's two. Not single, but two. So that...
Oh! It sounds like it's over to me, but hold on. He might actually score more than 10.
He could.
Joseph, do you want to steal anything that you've heard described and skipped over or run out of time with?
Well, one was skid marks. The second one was a double yellow.
Yes, you got him.
Wait. What did you say? Joseph, the last thing you said was...
Double yellow line.
No.
Line. It was just double yellow.
She used the word line in the description. Okay. It doesn't matter. Joseph put an ass whooping on somebody.
Yeah, he did.
Congratulations, Joseph. We'll see you at Dead Man's Farm Haunted Attraction in Corn Maze. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
751 on Starwater 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. Sunny, drier, warmer today in the mid to upper 70s for the entire week. I like it in the 50s and 60s in fall, but we'll get to that eventually. And more about Kim's weird Amazon catalog, the catalog that dared to come to the house, we'll discuss next. Hang on. Start with a 2.1. You know, we say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, of course, with Kim and her son, and Kim and her mom. You know, her mom, who will sit on the front porch, notice that the cloud is coming in for rain, and then be on the phone to all the neighbors, and on the phone to Kim. Kim, about to rain.
It's true.
Kim says, not necessarily that we believe her, that when the Amazon catalog came to the house, she started texting the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get one of these? How boring is the neighborhood when you have to text each other over whether or not you got an Amazon catalog?
Just two of them.
And then I said, you know, probably that's targeted to you. Probably a bunch of stuff in there that you haven't bought. There was probably nothing in there that you bought.
Actually, there's several things that I have.
Okay, then never mind. But... You did notice a certain racial demographic highlighted and portrayed in that much more than anyone else.
Yes.
Only to find out that when we looked online, they've got specific catalogs for specific diversities.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ricky Research.
You are very welcome.
And so you were targeted. Current resident happens to know that the current resident are a mixed family.
Yes.
So don't be surprised when they send you something. You say, oh, it's current resident.
Well, yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's very targeted.
It is.
To my son, maybe.
And trust me, don't be surprised when you start getting catalogs that have nothing in them that you've bought. Nothing. But I'll bet you got a catalog that has all your interests in it. Don't be surprised. If they can target ads on your phone, why would they not target ads they're going to send you in the mail?
That's true.
You know? Yes, we got all things Taylor and trailer and Swilsey and everything else and Jackson Mahomes. Coming up on the Mark and Kim Show, but we'll talk about how cool your parents were next. Hang on. It's 8:09 on Starwater 2.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station with the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uton Law Firm. So yeah, my parents are in town over the weekend, and I'm, you know, of all my ugly habits, the one that drives my relatives the craziest is, especially ones that I've grown up with, you know, like my dad, you know.
Funny thing about that.
Is I do the, do you remember? And I do it with cousins, I do it with aunts, uncle, you know. Do you remember?
My son will be that person. It drives us crazy.
Well, you understand that there's memories that are formed that mean something, core memories. It's what that little cute movie Inside Out's all about. Mm-hmm. It's about core memories. So I have core memories. I'm like, do you remember that? And I was remembering something, and it just didn't dawn on me till this morning, and I didn't talk about it with my father until I just called him a little while ago. I was like, what was the name of those things you would take me to? He'd get me out of school, and he's ex-military, so he loved all things military, especially anything to do with like pomp and circumstance. And we lived in Arlington, Virginia, so we would go to Arlington National Cemetery for wreath layings and stuff like that, or drill shows, and there was a thing that they used to have at the D.C. Armory, and it was just this beautiful choreographed drill team, you know, whether it's Marines or Army, what is usually the Marine Corps, would just do all these incredible things with guns and flags and all sorts of, it's just like a, almost like a fraternity step show. If you go to like a fraternity, they do a step. Okay. I mean, it was just an incredible thing. It was one of the things that I remember from youth because two things, it was cool as can be. And I loved doing all that stuff that was military stuff. And I also loved the fact that I got out of school for it. It was rare. It was rare.
Like, what did you love more?
we were the family that if we went on vacation, it had to do with a school vacation.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like summertime and stuff. My father, I think, would get 2 weeks off in the summer and we'd go wherever we were going. So I never got taken out of school for stuff like that. So I put up on a Facebook this morning. Well, remember that one time when your parents were cool and they got you out of school for something just fun? What was it? Of course, we had the people like Tara. when did this happen? I must have been absent that day. Kaylee, other parents did this? I had to be half dead to miss school. I even had to go on the last half day. But then we got into some great comments like Amy. My grandmother checked me out of school a couple of times when something big was about to happen on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, gosh. Now that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
And Amy, if you're listening to this, by the way, Margo responded, love it. Amy, please let us know if Mom or Dad knew what Grandma was doing.
Yeah, really?
You know, Grandma was loving on that
Mom
day.
And Dad are at work, and Grandma comes and gets you out.
And ask. Oh, and Amy also, was that when Marlena turned into a succubus?
Oh.
Okay. I need to know if that was when it was.
The succubus.
Because for me, it was leaving classes early in college, which, of course, my dad's now going, of course, when Luke and Laura were doing their thing in the Cassadines on General Hospital. Mm. Yeah, it was start at 3. Classes were over at 2:50. I made sure I was out by 2:20.
Oh. You know?
Well, it was a big
plenty camp. Of time yeah. to big get campus. There.
Yeah. Brandy, it was my mom and mamma. They pulled me out to go see one of the Harry Potter movies in the theater, and I was in middle school.
Oh. Yeah.
Not that they don't show movies on the weekend or anything, but it's probably, best to go on a Wednesday. Yeah. You know, Mike got into a fight, got suspended for 3 days. My dad looked at me as if I was defending myself, and so he took me fishing for 3 days.
All right.
That's cool.
Alyssa, my mom and dad randomly pulled my brother, sister, and I out to take us to Cincinnati for Reds games. We then spent the weekend going to the zoo and exploring the city. It became one of my favorite family trips.
Oh, that's cool.
Justin, my mom let me stay out of elementary school one day, saying I had a doctor's appointment or something similar. She took me to the old disc exchange on Chapman Highway because our mayor, Knox County Mayor Glenn Jacobs, was doing an autograph session as WWE's Kane in 1998. It's the greatest memory that he'll never forget.
Aww.
Brittany, does not making me go on half days or reward days count? Those were the best times to not have to go to school, and we'd go out to lunch and a movie instead.
Absolutely counts.
Yeah, I don't. Did we have? No, you and I went to different schools, obviously. But mm-hmm. did we have half days?
Every once in a while, very randomly, half very days? Rarely.
I don't ever remember a half day. I remember going late for like weather. Like, 2-hour delay or whatever, but I never remember a half day.
Now, see, in Knox County, you either went or you didn't go. I mean, because mm-hmm. when we had snow, it was you were out.
Yeah. All right. Tammy, I was singing in choir in 7th grade in 1977. We pulled out of class and went to the courthouse so we could stamp our own adoption papers.
Oh, I love that.
It was amazing.
I love that.
Amazing. Let's see here. Brandon. Got out of school to watch the Goonies and veg out on the couch.
Okay.
Joe, cutting tobacco. I guess if the fields need to be cut
That's
down.
That's not a day off.
No.
That's hard work. Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is better than school. I bet you Joe thinks that cutting tobacco is better than school. Laura, that my parents were getting a divorce. That's not good.
Oh.
Dollywood at least once a year for Elise. And this one's funny. Amanda, mom picked us up early back in the 1980s because a store in Knoxville had just gotten a bunch of Cabbage Patch Kids in stock, and we had to get there and get one quick. So.
Yes. Back in first grade, my mom took my sister and I out of school, and we went to Chuck E. Cheese. And funny thing is, we ran into the principal there with his kids.
Oh, my God. Needless to say, you guys just winked at each other. Another word was never spoken.
No, he thought it was pretty cool.
That's the point of I made by
yeah.
Never buy. Jelly Roll quickly becoming the most popular Halloween costume.
Jelly Roll?
Yes, Jelly Roll.
Okay.
I mean, if you're a bigger boy and you got a neck beard, you can put on the Jelly Roll.
I'm surprised by that.
I bet you have no idea what Jelly Roll looks like.
Oh, no, I do.
Well, then why can't you imagine people are already dressed as Jelly Roll, much less going out for
just
Halloween.
Just in everyday life.
Jelly Roll's just dressed like everybody else.
Yeah.
Out there doing his thing. If your son had more of a neck beard than he does, he'd have a bit of Jelly Roll on him.
I'd have to add a few tattoos, but
no, I mean, the same people.
Maybe a vest.
Drawing on the tattoos and stuff like that. Okay, so brand new drinking game for the NFL. If you're watching a Chiefs game, every time they flash Taylor Swift, take a shot. It happened over and over again. Things that drove the people the most nuts. And I didn't see a lot of social media backlash on this part. Where did you see who infiltrated himself into the proceedings one more time? I thought he'd been exercised.
The fly in the ointment.
What? Jackson Mahomes?
Yes.
Jackson Mahomes. The fly in the ointment? You mean the ointment of Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
The one who dances on the logos of dead NFL players? The one who thinks that he's a TikTok star? The one who sexually assaulted a woman in a restaurant is now on the flank and in every shot that Taylor Swift was in? Even though the thing that drove the people craziest yesterday was, I guess, that Taylor and her new best friend, Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Brittany's gone out with her. They've had fun. Yeah, they're friends.
They now have they now have their own handshake.
Oh no!
And they performed it, you know, front, back, hip, the whole thing.
Okay.
And
I was like, I'm okay with that.
But when I saw that Jackson, who's like seemingly like 9.5 feet tall, was in behind, so he was in the riser behind Taylor and Brittany. So you could kind of only see his, you know, you couldn't see his head, but you could see his body. And then a few times he kind of, I don't know if he worked his way down to the same level that Taylor was, but Taylor's, 8.5 feet tall?
She's pretty tall.
So yeah. They were kind of, yeah. And she spun around and was high-fiving on Jackson.
See, that's the line. And she should have just ignored him, let him be there because.
Well, this is, now keep an eye.
He's Mahomes' brother, so I mean, you know.
I'm sorry?
You know, my boy Mahomes.
He's not your boy Mahomes.
I love Patrick Mahomes.
Well, for no reason.
Jackson, I have
for no reason.
Well, he's a sweet boy.
You're not a Kansas City Chiefs fan. You had not heard of Patrick Mahomes at all. So you can't adopt him.
What do you mean
You hadn't heard of him at all.
I just think he's a sweet boy. You just like the way he's well-spoken.
Okay.
You know.
You just like to say the word Mahomes in the way in which you say Mahomes. But that's fine. We can all find our fandom for whatever reason we find it for. The handshake, the hip smacking, backhanded, upside down,
that's fine.
Spinny doos.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, but the rehab. So will this be the rehabilitation of Jackson Mahomes?
No,
he's clout chasing.
He's what now?
He's clout chasing.
Oh, clout chasing. Because I thought you said cloud chasing. Like, he's vaping in the family box? What the hell is he doing that for? Good news for NSYNC fans. They've got a new song coming out for Minions Part 17. That's going to be an exciting time for NSYNC fans. Minions, was that Despicable Me, I think? Is that what that's called?
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Trolls 3. 8:46 on the Mark and Kim Show.
All right, I said earlier I was surprised by my Amazon catalog. Well, now I'm surprised about something else.
Something else you shouldn't be surprised by?
You may not be surprised, but I am.
A catalog that comes through the house?
I'm not the only one.
She had to text the friends over it. Start with a 2.1. Olivia Rodrigo on the Mark and Kim Show.
So now Netflix is opening brick and mortar stores.
Okay.
Why? When I first saw this, I thought, so what? They're going to be selling their shows on DVD or something? But they're not. They're going to be selling like merch for the shows that they have.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, why are they doing this?
Why would they not do this?
Because everything's online. Why would they open brick and mortar stores? Because brick and mortar stores are having hard enough time getting employees.
Right. But merch stores do well. All the Abercrombies, all the other stuff that sell.
So you're not surprised by this?
Not at all. Merch is hot. Merch is the way people are making. This is, look, the musicians don't make any money on music anymore.
Yeah.
They make money on touring and merch. Mm-hmm. Merch is the key to life. I mean, merch is it.
No, I get that.
Merch keeps my daughter in a Nashville apartment.
I do understand that. You
know, or I should say Franklin apartment, which is even worse.
And I do understand that.
So, I mean, no, merch is the thing. Merch is the thing.
So they say they're going to offer retail, dining, and live entertainment related to the Netflix shows and movies. Good. And it's not clear what kind of merch they're going to sell, but I assume it's going to be anything that you can.
If they
have
a Netflix-created program.
Mm-hmm.
A Netflix original programming also comes with Netflix original merchandise.
So what? I assume it could be furniture or anything. I mean, if you're watching something.
You know
what
will really throw her off?
What?
When Netflix sends her a catalog in the mail. <Yeah, laughs> Nicki Minaj on Starwater 2.1. 9:13 on the Mark and Kim Show. Coming in, you may have seen on the boards above the highway, TBI has a blue alert out, and we've been getting some texts this morning if we have any idea what it's about. First of all, what blue alert means, and I believe it means specifically attempted murder of a police officer, because that's what they're looking for right now. The suspect is identified as a John Drake Jr., 38 years old, suspected in the shooting of two Laverne police officers in Middle Tennessee. Metro Nashville Police Chief. Wow, this article says that the police chief's name is John Drake. That can't be right, right? Because the suspect is named John Drake. That's a misprint in the article, right? It says Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake identified the suspect, as his estranged son. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought I was misreading that. No, anyone with contact with information about where John C. Drake Jr. is should call the TBI. He's 38-year-old male, black hair, brown eyes, African-American, 5'11", weighs 195 pounds. Seen in Laverne, 2:30 in the afternoon in the area of Stones River Road near Lake Forest Drive, wearing a black T-shirt with a hockey mask on it with red accents. Not that he was wearing a hockey mask. I did see that misprint in an earlier article. He was not wearing a hockey mask. He's got a hockey mask T-shirt. Gray sweatpants is seen in that photo that they've released this morning. So just beware. Somebody try to shoot a cop, they have no problem shooting you at all. Mm-mm, no problem shooting a cop. They have no problem shooting you at all. And that really threw me off there. Sorry. So the fugitive is the son, the estranged son of the Nashville police chief. Wow. Mm. Woo. Wonder what that's about, if that's a personal thing, if something personal is going on there with... You know, if it's a strange situation with his father, and his father's a police chief, and
Well, and he's actually a suspect in the shooting of two Laverne police officers, one of which was his father.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord, it's growing as we speak. Yeah. Right. So beware if you see anything, report it, but don't get close. Start with a 2.1 Mark and Kim Show. I did reference the podcast a little while ago with incomplete information. I want to make sure that you know that the podcast is everything you hear on the Mark and Kim Show all morning long, and then we sit around for 30 extra minutes. Talking about this, that, or whatever. I'm assuming there's a question I have about Taylor Swift and the coverage of the football game, Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. And so I just want to ask, as a morning show participant, thoughts on Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce content. If you don't
know. I'm sure I can answer it. I'm all about Trailer.
Trailer.
Mm-hmm.
How about Swilsey?
I don't know. I don't like that.
Trailer,
anymore.
Kim. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the podcast. So, and then that's available. Every podcast app you can find us. Apple, Google Podcasts, which is soon going away because Google. They will just quit a program without willy-nilly. There's a whole list of things that Google has just quit on people. I mean, programs that were running and people using and then just.
But that's your program.
I know. I trust my life to Google, dadgummit. And it ends up biting you in the butt sometimes. So Google Podcast is going away, but it's going to be YouTube Music. YouTube Music, which is going to be a free service, like Google Podcast. Mm-hmm. You get stuff for free. You can also subscribe if you like. But we're free as of now. We're free, and you can get us on other podcast apps. But it's best found on the Star 102.1 app, because as soon as you open up the Star 102.1 app, the latest podcast is right there on the front screen. You just click on it, and it's there. So we'll talk at length about Taylor and Travis, and if we're talking too much about Taylor and Travis. Also, we want to make sure that you know that the 15th annual plus 5 annual trick-or-treat trail is coming Sunday, October 29th.
At least.
From 1 to 4 p.m. They must have grabbed this from 2017 or something.
That's what I'm thinking.
Get ready for a day filled with fun, costumes, candy, all the stuff that you would imagine, and you, what you've known for 20-plus years as the Starwater 2.1 trick-or-treat trail this year at Main Event Entertainment, rain or shine, costumes at 1 until 2, trick-or-treat from 2 to 4, and you get all filled up on candy.
All you people want is more, 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 more!
Give me!
More!
So it's a bit of a conundrum. Ow,
oh, gosh! Oh, gosh!
Oh, it came off my chair, banged the heck out of my knee. Oh, my God.
It's like all of a sudden, shut up, and then he behind the table.
Well, these are,
what in the world's going on? Consoles
are...
Good Lord, they're deadly is what they are.
Mm-hmm. Then why are you surprised when I killed myself?
Well, I just wasn't expecting it that time. I wasn't sure if you fell off your chair or if you stood up and pushed the chair back. It was just
pushing it to get more comfortable, and then I banged. Okay, we're back. Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. The conundrum is... On a radio station that features a lot of Taylor Swift music, on a radio station that appeals to demographic audiences between the ages of 18 and 35, how much time should you spend talking about Taylor Swift, especially something that's kind of polarizing, and that's her relationship with Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't know that it's all that polarizing.
Well, no. Let me tell you something. I've confabbed with a couple of other morning radio personalities in cities amongst the country here, and the question was asked: how much Taylor can you, should you, would you, do you do? And the question is: okay, we play all the Taylor Swift music on Starwater 2.1.
Yeah,
we know that our audience listens for two reasons. To Starwater 2.1 in the morning. We'd like to think that we're one of those reasons. We'd also like to think that the music is another reason why you listen to Starwater 2.1. Some people will text in and disagree with that, and we appreciate it. If you've made it this far and you're listening to the podcast, we have an idea of why you're listening. And we understand that, but we also know, and we've had to explain it a lot over the last 6 months, there is a delicate balance between music and talk on a top 40 radio station.
True.
It is what it is. You know, someday maybe when they throw us out and we have our own podcast where we do nothing but talk, well, then that'll be a whole different story. But as of right now on this radio station, this is the format they have. We play music and we talk. And so the question for a morning show that talks throughout the morning is how much Taylor do you talk about? Because as far as I'm concerned, it's football season and she has inserted herself into the football season.
Absolutely.
Yep. And what the conundrum is, okay, we could probably spend three segments a morning talking about all things that are ancillary to Taylor Swift. We're not going to give sports scores, obviously, and I don't think anybody who really cares about Taylor Swift being with Travis Kelce cares whether or not the Kansas City Chiefs won or lost yesterday. It has nothing to do with it. It's the fandom surrounding Taylor and what she is potentially bringing to the NFL. I have a neighbor who couldn't care less about the NFL, is wearing Travis Kelce jerseys.
Wow.
Okay. I have seen young women wearing Travis Kelce and things like My Kelce Era and stuff like that. And then didn't you say that Kelly Clarkson got, I want to say the words, in trouble, but
she was put on blast a little bit.
People were dragging her a little bit because she said what now?
Because she was talking about how she watches football to watch football, and she doesn't want to hear so much Taylor and Travis when she's watching football. And then she was getting dragged for saying that she didn't want Taylor to be happy. She didn't want to hear about their relationship. And then she goes, "Oh no, that's not what I'm saying at all."
Well, see, fans will say what they want to say.
Yeah,
it's true,
she said,
or not.
"I'm not saying that at all." She goes, "I'm all for romance. I'm all for love." She goes, "I'm just watching football to watch football, though. I don't want to, you know,
every
necessarily
shot,
hear entertainment."
Every time that Travis Kelce caught a pass yesterday, every time he scored a touchdown or whatever, they flashed to Taylor Swift. They also flashed to the woman that became a meme last week, this short Asian woman who's a Los Angeles Chargers fan. That somehow they kept catching her on camera last week, and it didn't make any sense, but I'll tell you why people thought it was happening. she was making all these weird hand gestures and faces, and she was like really into it. And people were calling her a plant last week. And weeks and weeks before that, Taylor Swift has been called a plant.
Okay.
Okay. That the NFL has hired Taylor Swift for whatever untold amount of money to develop a relationship with Travis Kelce, one of the most popular players on one of the most popular teams, to then bring in a certain demographic audience to the NFL that they don't cultivate. They don't cultivate 18 to 24-year-old women. Okay. The other thing they don't cultivate and really want, especially in the Los Angeles market, are Asian viewers of the NFL. You don't have a lot of Asian fans, comparatively speaking. This is what they were talking about, the social science of this. And hence, the NFL planted a very dynamic Asian woman who was mugging, seemingly, not looking at the camera, which is usually mugging at the camera.
Yeah.
But going over the top with facial gestures and hands and really into it. And look, I'm into it too. Okay, I'm into it too. So people
if they put a camera on you,
but I'm saying people can be into it.
Yeah.
But the chatter all this past week about that was, did you see the woman who obviously the NFL planted to try to get more Asian viewers and try to create the young Asian women demographic? They focused on her again. I won't say as much as Taylor, obviously, because the Chiefs played the Chargers. And that was the L.A. Chargers where the Asian woman was on camera all last week. And this week, of course, Taylor Swift. She's going to be the main attraction of that game.
Well, now that Asian girl, she was also at a Vikings game. And they caught her at two different games in two different apparels as well.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Find me that.
Okay.
Now, that does seem odd. That does seem odd.
Ooh, I did not know that.
Yeah, and she spoke out and said that, I'm a fan of multiple teams. I grew up in Minneapolis and moved to Los Angeles or something like that.
Wow, that's something an actor would say.
Yeah, really.
That's something that when they ask you why you're spotted in several different locations, or we're hoping that you don't get spotted, and then she gets spotted, and then the NFL calls her, hey, girlfriend, look, you grew up in Minneapolis, and you moved to Los Angeles.
Give her a script.
And you have the means to get really good tickets in both places that just happen to have the camera focused on you, if in fact that's the case. You'll have to show that to me because I've not seen that. Are you sure that's not made up?
I saw it, and I saw something.
Okay, I saw it.
That doesn't mean it's
true.
Doesn't
mean a damn thing, because that could be that fake news that Kim portrays.
But here's something. If they're saying, that Taylor's a plant and this whole thing's fake, which I don't believe, by the way, because...
You don't want to believe it because you're just
rose-colored
glasses. I don't,
because I love the romance and I love the story.
You don't believe in urban legends. Conspiracy theories.
I don't, because I love the romance and the story
of Taylor. But generally speaking,
you're not a conspiracy. Of Taylor and Travis being, a romance. I love that. And I love her finding her prince. And I love her having a real
prince.
And this, someone that's older and a real man. But
if she wants her prince, she needs to go find the Notre Dame quarterback. That Sam Hartman fella. There's her prince.
Well,
Have you seen him?
No, I don't. Oh, I don't know who you're talking about.
Dial up Sam Hartman.
I'll look him up in a second. But first, I want to say they show celebrities wherever they are. It just happens that she's dating Travis Kelce. But, at the basketball games, this has been going on forever. They show the hot wives of the players. They have television shows of the wives of basketball players. They have, any celebrity that goes to a basketball game or football games for that matter, too.
They're all related, and they're not as famous as Taylor Swift. They're all related by marriage.
True. Taylor is the hottest celebrity right now. Beyonce is up there with her, I guess.
Beyonce's nowhere close.
But Taylor is the one. I get that. But, she can't not live her life. If she dates somebody, she's dating somebody. And she said, I'm going to be out there.
Excuse me. Two words for you, sweetheart. Joe Alwyn. Where was he?
Well, but she said, I'm tired of hiding. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to do what I do. I'm not going to be carried out in boxes anymore or whatever. I think she's just living her life. And if this is the way she's doing it, then let her live it and quit with all these conspiracy theories.
And so you've handed me a YouTube video, which is probably somebody who's trying to make this a thing.
Is it AI?
Okay, so you don't think that is legit?
I need more than somebody's YouTube video where they're trying to prove that the woman from Los Angeles, the Asian woman from Los Angeles that made the camera over and over again, made the TV over and over again, is also this. All you're showing me is a screen grab from a YouTube video. So do a little research on that.
Okay.
And see if, in fact, that's an actual thing, that if the same person has shown up in two different locations in NFL's prime seats, which aren't cheap, by the way. They ain't cheap.
No.
Seats ain't cheap. So, and look, people are rich and can do what they want to do. But how much, you know, if any, do we have to mention Taylor and Travis after every NFL Sunday that she's involved in the game?
And now I may be way off on this.
Usually, yes.
But I have a weird take on this. Do you think the NFL's getting a little antsy or a little, well, I should say, worried that the Dwayne Johnson's league may be gaining some traction and they want to go ahead and like pull away from that and gain more audience before that happens?
The NFL will never have to compete with an XFL or USFL or world football. Never. Every single time there's been a secondary, tertiary football league, they've all failed. That has not. I can promise you, we need to hire Taylor Swift to get rid of what league is you? What, The Rock?
Yeah,
is that the XFL? The
XFL, yes.
Okay, I don't know that I didn't know he was involved. They don't need a Taylor Swift to pull them away from any of the spring, as they call it, spring football or concurrent football. They just don't need it because the NFL is too big.
Back to your question of do we have to talk about
every week
Taylor and Taylor
Wilson,
Travis and Taylor every week if she goes to the game? I don't think so, because eventually if they stay together and if this is real, which I think it is, you know, it'll just be normal, just like, you know, Brittany going to see Patrick play. But
Brittany was his girlfriend in high school.
I know, and they've been together forever.
Now, right.
And exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Apples and oranges.
It'll just be the norm, though. I mean, eventually it'll just be the norm. So, but if something big happens, or I mean, like if he proposes to her after the game, or if, you know, from the field or at halftime or whatever, yes, we'd have to talk about that. Or something big happens. Like this week, it was valid to talk about it, I think, because there was Jackson. Oh, the fly in the ointment, you know, because Jackson he's been laying pretty low lately.
Yeah.
Well, because of all the trouble.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
I mean,
so
it was
he
valid.
Sent me a picture that is part of a tweet, because I will not say an X. That is this Asian woman or an Asian woman at the LA game mugging for the camera. And then there's another woman that's Asian in a Minnesota Vikings jersey. There's nothing that proves that those are the same two people. If you could find.
No, I don't know where you went to, but this is actually from Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated on Twitter, right? That's a tweet from Sports Illustrated.
Well, it says SI.com right here at the bottom.
All right.
Slash fan
Fine.
Nation.
Go to it. What does it say?
It says viral Chargers fan is from Minnesota, comma, still loves the Vikings. She went viral when ESPN cameras kept showing her intense reactions on Monday night. Marianne Doe is the Los Angeles Chargers fan who went viral after ESPN cameras featured her in intense reactions during the Monday night game between the Chargers and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
She also loves the Vikings. And then there goes, yeah, this will take you to Twitter, but she's the exact same person.
You think so?
Yeah. Wearing a Vikings jersey.
I don't know if that's the same person. I mean, there's nothing definitive that says, oh, because there's, and that's not her saying, yes, that's me in that picture. I think that's an Asian woman in a Vikings jersey, and it very well may be her. But there's no independent proof.
And she also was quoted saying, I grew up in Minnesota before moving to California almost 20 years ago, Doe told TMZ.
Okay, so is that an old picture of her as a fan? Not like they've caught her. See, what you were saying is that she was treated the same way by television cameras at the Minnesota game as she was in Los Angeles at the Chargers game. She may be a Vikings fan, and they may have a photo of her as a Vikings fan somewhere along the way, but they didn't focus on her at a Minnesota Vikings game the way they did it in a Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, yeah, that
game.
I'm not sure of.
That's what the insinuation was.
Okay.
That's not the case. Like, oh, we got caught, the NFL got caught, highlighting a same fan who happens to be Asian in two separate locations, unless Minnesota doesn't play till tonight.
And this was from last week. So.
And so there's no way. So this is not connected. This is not connected.
So if she shows up tonight on Minnesota's,
but she didn't. She's not been at other Minnesota. They've not focused on her other than these last 2 weeks at LA Chargers games. Okay, and the weirdest thing about that, I guess, was that the first week that she was on TV and went viral was she was in LA, and now she's in Kansas City, one of the hardest tickets in the league, by the way. And she was caught on camera again in Kansas City this past weekend. So how does that happen? I mean, you've got to be an avid fan, and you've got to have some connections to get tickets and be able
maybe
to travel.
Maybe she's a friend of Taylor's.
Yeah. I don't know. She wasn't in the box getting high fives like Jackass Mahomes or Brittany. And the more I watch, You know, I guess if I was a billionaire and doing exactly what I wanted to do and living the life that Taylor Swift gets to live, maybe I'd be so ebullient all the time that I'd look as goofy as she does from time to time. I'm not saying that she's goofy because I'm a big fan. I love her to death.
I think she is a little goofy, but I think that's part of her charm.
I think she's goofy, but I think she's exuberantly goofy because she has not a care in the damn world. And when you don't have a care in the world, I guess you can act out. What is it? Dance like no one's watching?
Yeah.
Well, she was doing a lot of that dancing like everyone was watching and didn't give a damn, like the same way she didn't give a damn at the VMAs recently when she's up and drunk and dancing like a fool. Her and Britney working out hand slaps and working out how they're going to dance and stuff like that. It's just, there was a certain kind of goofiness to it that kind of, I don't know.
But here's the thing.
You can explain it to me now?
Well, yes, because
let's hear this.
Because I'm a little that way, okay? I don't care whether people are watching or not. Some people do what they do no matter what.
Yeah,
okay?
We hear.
Now you're not so much that person. You're a little more controlled. And that's okay.
Does that mean that you're out of control?
Maybe, if that's what you want to call it. But it's like some people...
So you and Taylor are the same person?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that some people, if they're just having fun and they're with friends and they're just... They're not doing anything wrong. They're not necessarily drunk. They're not necessarily acting out. They're just being themselves. And if being silly and acting out and, you know... I mean, like Brittany, in one of the pictures I saw, she's holding Sterling, her daughter... And she's got, you know, she had the headphones on to keep the noise from hurting her ears. She's still being a good mom. She's taking care of her kid. But there's, you know, she's still having fun with Taylor. It's not that they're being irresponsible. They're not doing anything that's hurting anybody. They're just having fun with friends. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, I don't think that's anything wrong.
Well, then I wish I could live with that exuberance.
You know,
I guess I don't
see anything wrong with that.
I'm more reserved than Taylor Swift. Then again... Everyone's more reserved than Taylor Swift.
This is true.
So, you know, we'll talk about it until we're Kansas City Reds in the face, I guess. You know, Kansas City Red in the face. But, you know, it's a talking point that I wanted to bring up here because there had been a discussion on one of the forums that I'm involved in that involve other morning show people. And they were like, what do we do? What do we do? We have to talk about this every week.
Did they have answers? I mean, what were some of their thoughts?
Some of their responses were, hey, you know, if people are complaining about it, then you know you're doing something right. You know, that's the truth. There's a certain element.
That's true.
When somebody's complaining, then, you know, one complaint for two people who like what you're doing. So, you know, there's no consensus on it. I mean, granted, I would assume that in Kansas City, where one of the DJs was from, they're talking about it all the time. Because they talk about Kansas City football all the time. But we'll just leave it to this. When Taylor and Travis news breaks out, everybody... We'll break in. Say all those news promos. When that breaks out, we'll break in. And that's, you know, and it's somewhat interesting because if it is an actual true, like you said, romantic fledgling relationship, it's interesting the way it's playing out in the eye, because you got two celebrities involved in this.
Yeah.
Travis's profile has escalated remarkably. He was doing commercials beforehand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's, I mean, even more so now. He's going to be much more well-recognized now. And he's an affable guy. There's nothing wrong. I have no qualms with, you know, Travis Kelce. He's a good guy. He seems like a nice enough guy. I don't like the way, you know, some of the clothes he wears.
Oh, I like the clothes he wears.
He's got some swag now.
Yeah, I like his clothes. I think he's very much a clothes horse. They were talking about how he has one of the bedrooms in his home that he already had was a mansion. And now he's bought this new mansion for more privacy because of Taylor. Have you read about that?
Go back to the wardrobe. We're going to lose. We're going to forget you're talking about.
Okay, he had a bedroom in his mansion that was just a closet. He had converted that into a closet. Of course,
that.
I was loving that.
Is that what's making you hard?
Oh, well, got me excited. But he's also bought a new mansion because he needed more privacy. So it's in a gated community as opposed to one that he just had that was, you know, in a big mansion neighborhood.
Is that booster shot money?
Is that what?
He bought it with booster shot money.
The government.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Yeah, that's also part of the whole urban legend. Conspiracy theory. Is that Taylor and Travis are a plant by the government to get more people in getting the COVID booster. But of course, in my opinion, just my opinion, if you've gotten the COVID booster or you got the COVID shot, and I've had a COVID booster, but I've also had COVID, that I've built up a natural immunity, and I think I'm gonna be fine.
That's the way I look at it. I'm not getting
any
more. Yeah, I'm not getting any more of the boosters or anything else.
What made you come over to the dark side?
I don't know that
woman
it's
who still
dark
wears a mask
side.
From time
I've
to
time.
I've
just had, you know, I've had COVID and everything too. But you were talking about how Travis is well known anyway. I think he was well known in the NFL, certainly.
Yeah.
I think his profile has certainly been boosted by Taylor. I mean, I know who he is now, and I know
yeah,
you know,
he
and
know
his
he was
twin
before.
Or yeah. not his twin brother, but his brother and all that. And they're both affable, and I think probably their podcast is being listened to by more people than just people in the NFL and all that.
Oh, they had a decent podcast, and that was interesting because it talked a lot about football, but now obviously many more other things to talk about. So, all right, speaking of celebrities, let's go ahead and stay on the celebrity train here. Did or is Meryl Streep pulling a little cover for Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, who, of course, Jada in her new tell-all book is revealing that her and Will Smith have been separated for 6 years or something like that, you know. But this is, I'm not going to rehash all the things that is Will and Jada. We've been through that. But Meryl Streep has now admitted that her and her husband of 45 years old, 45 years, excuse me, Don Gummer.
I always
that's right.
had that name, Gummer.
She decided to marry a man with the last name Gummer. And then name her children things like Mamie.
Mamie Gummer.
So she's Mamie Gummer.
Mama.
Give her an old name and the nickname for someone without any teeth.
Hey, Mamie Gummer. Mamie Gummer.
Look up the other Gummer children. There's other interesting names as well for the Gummers.
Mamie's the only one I can remember because
well, she's
so
an
funny.
Actress.
Mama.
Yeah. This is you pretending to not have teeth?
I don't know.
Is that the noise that people make when they don't have teeth?
Grace Gummer.
Grace Gummer. Mamie Gummer. Is that the only two Gummers? I think there's a third sister.
There's two others, but there's a Henry Wolf and a Louisa Jacobson.
Huh.
It's Meryl Streep's children. That's all of them.
Okay, who knows? Have been separated themselves for 6 years.
Yeah, is this a thing now?
Interesting. Is what a thing?
Is this a thing now? Like 6 years ago, it was a thing to separate and not tell anybody?
Or people separated and they didn't get out. And then now that the Will and Jada thing is out, I'll bet you the only reason that Meryl Streep is admitting it, and not because she's trying to provide cover for Will and Jada, who are out there like, you know, without any camo.
Yeah, why would she do that?
Meryl, some tabloid reporter said, we know that you've been separated and that you don't live with your husband and haven't for 6 years, and we're about to go live with it. We're about to put it on TMZ. We're about to put it in The Inquirer, whatever, unless you come out and say something.
So come clean, lady.
Which I'm surprised she would just say, fine, print what you want. What does it matter?
Yeah, really. And what has she got to lose?
So I guess maybe she feels that she's going to just control the narrative.
So have they not even lived together? Because I read
an
article.
What does separation mean, dear?
Well, because Will and Jada have still
separated.
Had the same household, still co-parenting together.
When you have
still
a 20,000 square foot house, you have four 5,000 square foot houses in that same
well.
One. I live in the east side, you live in the west side. We'll meet in the kitchen from time to time.
I guess so.
Okay?
But
so being separated when you've got acreage
is
easy. When you live in a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house, ain't so easy.
I wasn't thinking of it that way.
So their statement, quote, while they will always care for each other.
Oh, here we go.
Do, 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 do,
well, and when you have, what, 3, 5, 20 kids together, I guess you will always care for each other.
Just realized I was humming the Godfather theme for some reason.
Oh, she had a horse head in one of those beds?
more than her husband.
That's weird.
Maybe if he had a horse head in the bed, they wouldn't have divorced.
Right.
Giddy up, buddy. Giddy up. What are we going to do the other 28 minutes? But they have chosen lives apart. Interestingly, Meryl was wearing her wedding band at an event in Spain on Friday, which means she's still trying to hide.
Well, that's because for 6 years they've been separated, but they didn't tell anybody, so she'd taken the ring off. That's the first thing the cameraman noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Meryl Streep out without her wedding ring.
When you've been married for 45 years, you must really not be able to stand each other's presence if after that much time you want to get divorced.
A lot of couples do that, though.
Fewer couples get divorced after 45 years than get divorced after 5 years. So while people will get divorced after any amount of time, yes, I agree. I will agree to that. But generally speaking, their lives are comfortable. They've got a routine. They don't want to leave. They don't want to have to do all the shit that's involved with the divorce. And you all know what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it at 29. How old were you when you divorced?
27.
27. So imagine being in a situation where you've been in the same situation for 45 years. Look, I don't love you anymore the way I used to. You don't love me anymore, you know, but we're still great friends. We've got children that we're going to still see. You know, we'll live in the same house. You can have your own bedroom. You know, I'll have my own space. And you must, I think you've got to really can't stand the sight of each other to literally move out of a house or out of a situation that's comfortable after 45 years, unless there is someone else in your life. Maybe he has somebody else. Maybe she's had somebody else. But if it's nobody else involved and you just fell out, but you're still great friends and companions and parents and grandparents, I can't imagine. I've often goofed off with my wife and I say, you know, if I don't love you anymore, you'll never know.
No, I don't think it's that at all.
You're not even hearing me.
No, I'm hearing you. You'll never know, you said.
Yeah. So she's always asking, do you love me or are you acting? I said, you'll never know.
See, that's cruel.
That's cruel.
That's cruel.
And I only say that because it's not true. Do you think if that was my modus operandi, do you think that I would tell her, by the way, you know, if I fall out of love with you, I'm so comfortable and I like you so much, you know, I'll just act it out. You think I'm going to tell her that if I was actually doing it? Excuse me.
I can't say. That's you think cruel, that I would, though.
It would be cruel to do.
That would be terrible.
It's not cruel to say it if you know that someone's goofing off with you. I would not. Do you, you know I'm, oh my
that
God.
That would be terrible.
To do what? Say that to somebody or to actually be acting that I love someone?
Both.
Just to be?
Both.
Okay, I've told her this on multiple occasions. Honey, I may not be in love with you. I may be acting. I'm obviously kidding.
Well, but I mean,
you're so fragile, though. You can't handle stuff like that.
No, it's not that. It's just that if someone, to even plant that seed.
Oh, my God.
Has any self-doubt.
My wife has zero self-doubt.
Well, then that's good. She's
the most confident, secure woman in the world.
Then
and I
that
wonder,
is good.
Especially in the relationship. I wonder how she got that way.
Then that is good.
Point being, I'm just joking when I say that. The way that an actress like Meryl Streep could pull off the whole, oh, yes, I'm happy and in love. Who could pull it off better than Meryl Streep?
The performance of a lifetime.
It's the performance of a lifetime. It's the performance called Lifetime.
Right.
But let's go back to what you said about you must really just cannot stand each other or even the sight of each other if you've, you know, made it 45 years and then you just divorce. I don't think it's that at all. I think for me, it would be you're just tired. You've done it all this time. The kids are grown if you had kids. You've gone through all this, and it's like you just want to be on your own. It's like we've done this. I just want to be on my own. Because a lot of times, from a woman's perspective, you know, you may have felt trapped. You may have felt like you had to stay in, or sometimes from a man's perspective too. I can't look at it from a man's perspective, but you know, you just may have felt like, well, this is where I am. This is where I have to stay. But it's
well,
like
sometimes
for
that's
once,
a financial thing.
Yeah,
Meryl Streep has no financial.
No,
concerns.
Exactly. But I'm just talking about the regular, everyday couple. You know, people, real people, if you will.
But there's no fear of dying alone.
You know, at that point, maybe not. I don't know.
If you
just want to be on your own.
That you're in a relationship with, not estranged from, then you won't die alone.
Well, they have their own family, and they won't be around all the time.
Oh, they'll be there for you, though. I mean, unless you're estranged from them, like you said.
If you die suddenly, you don't know if you could die in the toilet and your spouse be in the kitchen, so you've died alone.
Yeah.
Just because you're in the same house. Look, no, you know, more than likely, no one's going to be holding your hand at your death unless you die of a long, chronic disease that it's obvious when you're going to die. But a lot of people just die suddenly.
I don't consider that dying alone, though. I mean, dying alone is when you have no one that, I mean, like where you die and you're left for days because nobody cares enough to call and see where you are or nobody. I mean, that's dying alone where you have no one.
In your life.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's dying alone.
Okay.
Not when you've got a family that would be there at the end for you, like your daughters. And I would assume that after 45 years of Meryl Streep's on her deathbed, her husband, Don Gummer, even if they've been separated for 6 years, he's going to be there at her deathbed.
Yeah.
That's the mother of his children. Yeah. That's his companion of 45 years. Unless you have literally done something horrific.
Yeah.
Unforgivable. And to some people, certain things are unforgivable. But, I mean, at the death,
But trust me, when you're on the toilet or when you're in the shower and you've died and water runs over you until Louisville runs out of water, you know, you're dead alone.
Yeah.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you, alone is a homeless person dying under a bridge with no one around.
Yeah.
Okay. That's dying alone.
Dying alone is totally different.
Don't get confused.
But I just think you just want to be on your own, you know, or just you want to see what it, you know, just
what's life
be
like
you.
Without someone.
Just be you. And I mean, you still have your friends, you still have your family, you still have your kids or whatever, but you just want that person, you know, you just want to be on your own after that time. It's not that you necessarily hate them or anything like that.
Certainly
it's just
sounds
you're
like
over
you're
it.
Speaking your truth.
Well, I was no. thinking the same thing.
Well, is that what you're hearing?
I was like hearing, you thought this through
I just,
before.
You know, some people just want to be alone and give that a shot because they've been with somebody every year of their life since I don't like elementary school, and I've always had a boyfriend, and it would just be nice to.
No, but I wasn't like that.
But you had 4 years alone.
I had 6 years alone.
6 years alone. So some of us haven't had that 6 years alone. Mm-hmm. Some of us have, you know, been with somebody since every year of school, from the time kindergarten right through junior high school and college and marriage.
Yeah, see, I wasn't that person. I didn't
have
a boyfriend.
I've never been alone
in
my entire life.
Wow.
I've never not had a girlfriend or a wife. Or a wife and a girlfriend. No.
Oh, God.
I've never.
And a work wife. I mean, you know, he's wiped
Jesus,
up.
Jesus, why do you always throw that up there? God, I was just feeling good about everything. And then here we are bringing that shit up. I've never, ever in my life been alone without a human being in my life.
Wow.
I know. I chain smoked girlfriends like anybody else does. I mean, you literally do. I mean, I could list them off from Anita Long through Leanne Laskowski through Sophia Vladimiro through Karen Gurman through Karen Woods. Yes, two Karens, no waiting. Through Scarlett Kressel, back to Sophia Vladimiro, back to Lori Badonis, and blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on, right to Jill Harvey, right to my wife, and that's it. I could name them all.
See, I didn't. I didn't.
You didn't date those girls?
No, I didn't date those girls. I dated other girls. No, I'm just kidding.
Some of them would have liked to have dated you. Wait a minute, you dated girls?
No, I didn't. I'm just kidding. But that's what
you
I'm saying.
You dated women, I'll bet you did.
No, I didn't. I'd tell you if I did, but I didn't.
That's right. Don't get me confused. You didn't date women. Some men never dated women after they dated you. That's what it was.
Well, one of them got married after dating me.
No. We're not talking about that
but
guy.
Then,
we're
but
not
then,
talking about, we're talking about the guys who realized after dating Kim that they must be gay.
Well, no, one of them did marry a woman and then
so he
spoke
was still
his
holding
truth
on.
And was gay.
Okay, but somebody but, else, Kim was the last girlfriend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Before the man said.
That's true. That's true.
I can't be with this woman. I can't be
well,
with anyone.
Well, no, that's not what he said.
Let me find a man.
No, that's not what he said, but he...
Or dating you was like dating a man.
No.
And
that's not what it was either. He just really realized his truth. But
what,
no.
What brought him to his truth? What in the relationship with you?
I don't know that truth? It was my relationship with him. It was just him. You'd have to ask
timing.
Him.
Timing.
I don't know.
Let's bring him in.
Well, we could.
There's a podcast interview.
You know, I'm not really sure where he is right now, but
how is Kim the last woman you ever dated and realized? What about Kim sent you off to the other side?
I'm not really sure where he is. But
he changed dugouts after the third inning.
Switch teams.
I'm gonna go over here.
It's like one of those doubleheader trades you hear about in Major League Baseball, where they have a doubleheader, and in one game a guy's playing for one team, mm-hmm. he gets traded, and then in the second game he's playing against them. It's actually right. happened before.
Yeah.
Was it a doubleheader trade? Was it a doubleheader trade? You should work it out. See if we can get an interview with this guy.
I
know. I've always
I really don't know where he is.
We've always joked about him. I thought there was two. But you did date two gay men.
I did.
One immediately realized he was gay. The other one still took another woman to realize, geez, I am gay.
I married
a gay man?
I asked him real recently. I said, why did you get married? And he said, that's what you did. You know,
you just said
Baptist
you didn't know how to get hold of him.
No, this is the other one.
Oh, my
that
God.
That didn't get married. And I don't know where he is. But the other one I asked just real recently. I said, why did you get married? And he goes, that's what you did. He goes, you should have been the one. And I go, well, you know, I'm kind of glad it wasn't. Because we're real friends now.
You didn't take that blow.
What are you saying about blowing?
I said she didn't take that blow.
Didn't take that blow? What does that mean?
Like she wasn't the one that like everything hit at the same time.
Oh,
like
took
he
the
came
punch,
out.
The
yeah.
Blow.
Yeah.
I thought you were making blowjob jokes.
Well, we're really good friends. We're really good friends. Yeah. But yeah, so that's what you did. Right. You know. But anyway.
I've had enough of this. All right. You have anything else to say?
I don't think so. I don't know where I was going when this came up. I'm not really sure.
Well, come on. Where were we going? Well, what did it start? The Gummers. Meryl Streep divorcing.
Yeah. We were talking about how I don't think it's that they can't stand each other. It's just that you want to be on your own. You just,
yeah,
you know.
And that's where you went off on this whole tangent of wanting to be alone. And we thought, oh, well, maybe she got so used to it.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about the boy. I didn't have, like, just boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend. Yeah. I wasn't that person. Alone. I had time where I was on my own.
I couldn't be on my own.
It would drive you crazy?
No. I would have no one to call the pharmacy about my prescriptions and keep me up to date. So that, you
know, do you not think you could be on your own now?
No.
No, I'm serious. No joking.
No, I'm chain smoking wife to wife. If this one goes,
oh,
I'm picking up another one tomorrow. But I'm just lighting one right off of you. What? I couldn't be alone. I might even marry you because I couldn't be alone.
What about Ralph? Don't you think he has a say in this?
I would marry Ralph too. If he wants to be married, I can marry Ralph too. Goodbye, everybody.